Back Alpha X-ray, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. Over. Have you loud and clear on board, Helmy? Oh, it's very huge inside the space station. The modules are all really long round tubes all stacked together. We have about 12 or 13 of them. But inside we have racks, so we have like ceilings and walls. They're all painted white inside, so it's pretty bright and cheery inside, and there's plenty of room to move around. Over. Well, I guess you mean waste from us humans, so the liquid part, the urine, it just goes into a processing system. We collect it up, and then they take all the particulates out with some really amazing machinery, and then all that's left over is H2O, which is water. So at that point, it's just identical to any other water, so we drink it. The solid waste, though, we put it in cans, and they stow it in vehicles, and we send them back down to Earth. They burn up high in the sky above the ocean on entry. Over. Well, we flew up to the space station on a big rocket, a Soyuz spacecraft. We took off out of Kazakhstan, and we launched. It's a spacecraft that just carries a few people in it, and for over the course of 2 days, we chased the space station down, and we flew up to the top of the space station, and we docked to it, opened some hatches, and we came in. Over. Well, of course, we miss them a lot, but they know it's a very important trip for me. We do it very rarely, just a few times in our life. We have good ways of communicating. We have telephones and video conferences and even a ham radio like this, so it's not too bad. Over. Well, outside the ISS, we have almost a perfect vacuum, so there's nothing to have a temperature. It's just empty space. But, there is the sun shining outside, so it does make the outside of the spacecraft either really hot or really cold. So sometimes the temperature is really hot, maybe a few hundred degrees, and other times just really cold, a few hundred degrees below zero. Over. Well, when we dock to the space station, we already have air inside our little space capsule. So we have these, the two rings meet up, they're very precisely machined rings. And then between those rings, there are some rubber seals that squeeze together between the rings and keeps all the air in. So we have air inside the station and air inside our space capsule. We let a little air into the space between us, and then we can open the hatches. No air is lost. Over. Well, at the speeds we go right here in the space station, if we headed toward the moon, it would take us just about 3 days to get to the moon. That's about how long it took the astronauts when they flew the Apollo missions to the moon, too. That's not really too long, just 3 days. Well, if we had popcorn here and we had something to get it really, really, really hot, then it would pop just like it does on Earth. But they don't let us cook any kind of grease or anything like that up here, so we don't get to have popcorn. We just get to dream about having popcorn when we come home again. Over. Well, we try to do as much studying as we can before we come to space. I've been an astronaut for 10 years. Almost all of it has been studying. And 2.5 years before we come, we start studying just for the things we'll do when we're here. So most of it's already done. But we got some spacewalks coming up, and when we dock some other spacecraft, we definitely get together and do a lot of studying the nights before so we remember all the important things so everything goes well. Over. Well, we do right now. We have some fish called Madaka up in the Japanese segment. They're helping us do a study on bone loss. And you know how people's bones deteriorate with age? That also happens in space to astronauts because there's no gravity, so we don't have to fight against gravity, and the bone kind of goes away. So we're using those fish to see how bones change with time, and maybe that'll help us out later. We also had a few spiders up here just recently. They were here for a few months, but they went home in the Dragon space capsule. Over. Well, it's pretty nice, but it's not like having a big pizza or salad or Coca-Cola or anything like that. It's just kind of fruity drinks, and everything comes in plastic packages. Some of you add some water to, some hot water, and rehydrate it, and it gets life again, and then it's nice and tasty. Other things come in a pouch already hydrated, like maybe some meat or something like that, and you just pull it up. You can make it warm by putting it in an oven, and we do have a small refrigerator. Sometimes we put things in the refrigerator to make them cold. Over. Well, the moon is pretty far, a lot farther away than we are in the space station. It's 286,000 miles away, and we're orbiting very close to the Earth. We're just about 250 miles above the surface of the Earth, but we're going very, very fast, so we go around it every 90 minutes. So the moon's a lot further away. It's about as far away from us as it is from you, so we're about the same distance away. Over. Well, when you look out the window and you look at the sky, there's no blue sky like you have on Earth. It's just very, very black, full of many, many stars. It's really fun to look at. It's just like an ocean of stars. When the sun's shining on us, it's brighter than it is, though, on a sunny day at home. One thing nice that's fun to look at that you don't get to see is looking at the edge of the atmosphere over the top of the Earth. You see this blue, thin blue streak of atmosphere. It just hugs the Earth, and that's what allows us to live down on its surface. It's all that air we get to breathe. Over. Sundarga, the answer is we get a lot of medical training. Right now we don't have any professional doctors on board, but we all get a lot of training in how to give stitches and give each other shots and bandages, and of course do CPR. Everybody on Earth should be trained in CPR, and all the astronauts, we practice it a lot. We also have doctors on the ground that are always there ready to answer our calls if we have any questions or anybody gets hurt on board. We just call them for some advice. Over. Well, there's a couple different emergencies we pay attention to out here. One of them, as you might imagine, is like a fire on the spacecraft, because we can't just run outside. The first we do is we make sure everybody's okay and everybody's together and we haven't lost track of anybody. We gather all the equipment we might need for the problem, like maybe fire extinguishers or something, and then we just go to the procedures, we call the ground, and we start trying to eliminate the problem, putting out the fire, we can pull power, something like that. Another one of the emergencies we worry about a little bit is maybe a hole in the spacecraft where the air would start to blow out. And we have masks that we can wear to breathe oxygen, and then we have ways of plugging the hole. So we would just get busy and fix the space station. Over. Thank you, Luke. That's a good question. So, like I mentioned, outside is just a vacuum. It doesn't really have a temperature itself. It's just emptiness. But we do get different amounts of sunlight. Sometimes we're in an orbit where the sun shines on us all the time, and the space station just gets hotter and hotter, and it has to be able to handle those really high temperatures. And then sometimes we're in darkness half the time and light half the time. So there's times we're in a lot of cold, too. But the good news is that inside the space station, it's been so well engineered by all the engineers that it just stays a comfortable about 22 degrees Celsius inside, about 72 degrees Fahrenheit all year round. So it's very comfortable inside. Over. Well, we don't really cook any food. It's all pre-cooked for us, but we can warm it up. Sometimes we just add some hot water to it and let it rehydrate and get nice and moist again before we eat it. Sometimes we can take a bag and just put it into a food warmer between a couple hot plates, and that heats it up for us. But everything is pre-cooked. So it doesn't have, nothing has to be done in order to heat it. But we sometimes like it warm, just like you do on Earth. Over. Like I mentioned before, it just takes about 3 days to get there. 3 days to get to the moon. It's 286,000 miles away if we go at this speed. Over. Thank you very much. It's great to talk to you. This is my first radio pass, and I'm from Indiana. I grew up just about 45 miles east of where you are in West Lafayette, over in Blackford County. So you all should come up here sometime. Think about being an astronaut and working for us at NASA someday. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye. November Alpha 100, clear. Bye-bye.